It's 2:35 p.m. This is your host, David Lona, and you are listening to The Body Show. Let's talk body talk. Today I have a special guest. Her name is Sevi Demos. Or is it Demos?
Demos.
Sevi, say hello to the listeners.
Hello, my friends.
And Sevi's here. She's going to be talking about doTERRA.com essential oils. And we're going to start a little bit with the history, Sevi. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the history of your oils?
Ooh, the history of the oils. Well, it is my pleasure to share this gift.
Well, first of all, Sevi, let me just remind everyone, my show is The Body Show. And all we do is talk body talk. So anything, even a topical, you know, these are oils. It's a topical oil, and it's essential for the body. And I was reading a little bit about this before the show, and you pretty much cover everything. We're going to go down the list, you guys. She has oils that cover everything from sexual problems to nervousness. She's a little bit nervous for being on the air at the moment, and she was just taking a little bit about, what oil were you picking up there?
I am sniffing on wild orange right now to calm my nerves. This works for anxiety, and right now I am a little filled with it. So, but yet,
she's sniffing the oil, and it smells pretty good. So let's go ahead and get started with the history of doTERRA or whatever you know about these oils.
Absolutely. I'll start with the history, the beginning, pretty much. These plants are 4.5 billion years old. So
pretty much from the Big Bang, they're on. You know, we've always had plants on Earth, and, you know, we've always had medicines on Earth. So, especially the medicine man, you know, all these tribes had medicine man. So these plants have been around for a long time. So tell us a little bit about it.
So basically the plants need to resist the challenges of bacteria, fungus, viruses.
Ew.
You know, they need to defend against herbivores and also attract pollinators. So basically they face complex requirements in relating to the world around them. They're very similar to us. It's pretty incredible because plant cells are almost identical to human cells. So this is why essential oils are also beneficial to humans.
Of course, definitely.
I mean, you know, since plants don't speak or they don't move, they need to relate to other plants and animals. And this was answered by them being able to develop molecules that trigger physiological responses in other organisms referred to as target organisms.
Correct.
So basically these molecules, they're called secondary metabolites, and they influence the behaviors of target organisms in the interest of the plant.
Correct.
So it's pretty amazing because they can secrete certain hormones that can stimulate the environment surrounding them.
Definitely.
So they have a lot of power.
Definitely.
And it's pretty brilliant. So, you know,
I mean, speaking about plants, I remember my mom, she's pretty old now. She's like 72 or 74.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. I already lost count. But, I mean, whenever we had a problem like a cough or something like that, she'd make us a hot tea with like a mint plant or a cinnamon tea or something like that. So, yes,
it's
awesome.
Yes, absolutely. And in China, they use the essential oils as early as 3000 B.C., all the way to Egypt, to India, to Greece.
I could imagine. I mean, before there was like, what is that? I'm trying to think. Whenever someone had an infection, I wonder what they would use. What plant would they use for an infection back in those days?
Yeah, for an infection, they would use oregano. They wouldn't have necessarily what is called an On Guard, but we have an oil called On Guard that works with, infectious bacteria all the way from MRSA to just your common cold.
So before penicillin, we had plants.
So, yeah, we're talking cloves, we're talking cinnamon bark, rosemary, eucalyptus, you know, even that wild orange that I was sniffing on a little earlier also supports. And, you know, what really inspired me was back in 2012, we did this event out in Egypt for the Great Convergence.
Right.
And we threw a big party at the Giza Plateau.
Did you guys throw it or they had it?
We literally threw it. It was magnificent.
They had a party in Egypt.
So, yeah, my fiance's best friends, they have this company called the Dew Lab. And so we did incredible ceremonies. We learned a lot about plant medicine and about how Cleopatra, you know, she used the essential oils on each one of her chakras. She also, you know, story says that she anointed all of her huge, well, she actually soaked, excuse me, she soaked her huge sails for her barge.
Wow.
So when they went sailing, it was just this delicious aromatic sensation.
So wherever she was cruising by, it smelled really nice.
You could tell where she's at.
Cleopatra smelled nice.
Cleopatra. And, you know, so even in King Tut's tomb, the essential oils that were left are still volatile, so they're still effective.
Wow.
I mean, it's that incredible. People stole, or the grave robbers, they would steal the essential oils over the jewels and the gold.
Wow.
So it's pretty incredible medicine.
So let me ask you a question. When did you get involved with doTERRA?
Oh, that's a great
And this is doTERRA.com, listeners. It's doTERRA. Spell it out for them so they know.
Yeah, so my website is mydoterra.com/12rows. So that is mydoterra.com/12rows. And that's 12ROSE.
That's right. So let the listeners know when you got involved with these oils.
Yeah, so it was about a year ago, maybe a little over a year ago. Well, actually, let me give you a little background about me and where I come from. I'm 31 years old, and in high school, I actually interned in labor and delivery. I went through a pre-medical program, and it was absolutely fabulous to get the foundation of just the basic skills, but it, you know, working in the facility, it wasn't for me. It left me feeling very empty and depressed that I wasn't able to really give, you know, the full nourishment that I could offer in that Western system. So I jumped out of that
program.
Yeah, well, I completed the program, but just out of that medical field, and started working in different categories, all the way from real estate to fashion to launching magazines to developing, you know, a beverage, supporting my best friend who developed a beverage. And
Sevi is really, really smart.
I listen to my inner guidance and I just do it.
Just do it, you guys.
I just do it.
You know, everyone, we have to live by that. Just do it. So now you're doing what you want to do.
So with the background of pharmaceuticals and knowing how they work with my body, it kind of left me with some health issues. I'm a Division I athlete, volleyball, full ride scholarship, very healthy, very active. I know about the body. I've had a lot of health, you know, breaks and
you've broken bones before.
Some, you know, I never stretched. I thought I could just step on the court and I was just fabulously
you're ready to go without stretching and warming up, huh?
Yeah, so that was a big mistake. So now I'm dealing with all of those ignorant ways, and I went on a hike. I took my fiance up to Topanga on a hike. We went on the back of his motorcycle.
Nice, nice. Very nice.
And I had this feeling, and I just said, "Ann, hold on to me, just don't let me go." And I had a seizure in his arms.
Whoa.
And it was actually fabulous, to be quite honest with you. I got to experience a whole nother world. But the aftermath was my face was swollen.
Sevi,
I was bedridden for quite some time.
Wow. And you're scaring me, Sevi.
Yeah, it's called X-Men Upgrade. Hello.
Okay.
it was a beautiful...
You're not going to have a seizure at the moment, right?
I'm actually working through it. That wild orange helped calm my nerves. I'm feeling really good.
So tell us a little bit about your health issues, Sevi, please. The listeners might want to know that.
So, yes. Yeah, so I had an MRI and received the results, and they required me to get on a lot of the pharmaceutical prescription drugs. And I did not see myself going down that path, but yet I was still in bed, miserable, with very little hope and, you know, organizing my funeral pretty much.
Wow.
So I got a phone call from one of my girlfriends, and she says, "Sev, no need to fear, I'm on my way. Like, literally, I have a gift for you, and I know that this is going to really support your overall health and well-being." And I was like, "All right, come on, sister, what are you talking about? What is it?" she's like, I have essential oils. And so, you know, of course, my inner critic is like giggling, going, okay, bring over the snake oils. I'm very open right now. I'm willing to try anything.
You're probably thinking, yeah, they're just trying to sell me something.
Just bring it. So she came. She brought me truly a gift.
So who was your wonderful friend that brought you the oils?
Her name is Ema Herzl.
Thank you, Ema.
Absolutely incredible. She's a medicine woman, and she's the one that has introduced me to this whole new world of plant medicine and supporting many, many, many others. And so I just started pulling for the oils, but they sat on my table for quite some time. And what I realized that it takes self-love. It really takes you being active to caring and nurturing for yourself.
Definitely.
In order for you to get the healing. I mean, the plants are sitting there. They're fully activated. They're ready to do their job.
That's right.
But you have to be able to, you know, interact with them. And this is something, you know, self-love. I mean, it requires you to be completely honest about your current choices. And it made me, you know, go dig deep within myself. And also made me reflect on the different thought patterns I had and just to undertake new practices that reflected more self-worth. And ever since then...
So you did all this while you were bedridden?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was just learning about, you know, what it meant to love and nurture myself back to health and doing it in a holistic way and doing it in a way where I felt really good about offering my own body something pure.
You weren't trying to take medicine, like over-the-counter medicine?
I had done that before, and it didn't serve me very well.
Really? What bad experience did you have with that kind of medicine?
I have had allergic reactions to where, like, precious parts swelled up very large, to where, like, my throat actually swelled shut once when I was young, I've broken out in rashes.
Wow.
A lot of the reason why I had my seizure had to do with some of the prescription drugs that I took years prior,
right.
You know, birth control stuff.
Definitely.
Mess with my hormones. And so now I'm just organizing, and now I have these
wonderful essential oils that we're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah, we're talking about the oils. Sevi, you know, she's all about the oils. And like you guys are listening to her, she's giving you a testimonial about her own experience with the oils and over-the-counter medicine and how it gave her bad allergic reactions and even seizures, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, now we're going to get into the oils and cover a little bit about the oils. I mean, how many oils do you guys carry with doTERRA.com?
Well, they just released new oils. Before, they were about in the 70s. Now we're in the mid-80s. There was a whole emotional kit that was released. And then when Nepal had the earthquake, doTERRA went out and supported the community out there. And now we have a new wintergreen oil.
Why don't you let the people know, where is doTERRA? Are they all over the world? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Okay, so doTERRA is, their main office is in Utah, but yet they have... co-impact sourcing, you know, with empowered scale farmers all over the planet. And when I say empowers, they show up and help support the empowerment of that community. And it's just a beautiful partnership that doTERRA has made with indigenous tribes all over our planet. And our oils are harvested from the indigenous soil with care, with love, with true means of healing. So it's very, very, it's very beautiful.
You know what? I had this question before the show started. How do they choose the plants?
How do they choose the plants? So
yes.
How do they choose the plants that are indigenous to the area? Like, for example, lavender is indigenous to France. So they farm in France.
Nice.
Is that what you were asking?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, you know, whatever the constituents of each plant gets the most minerals and the nutrients from specific soils that it's grown in. So that's how they choose where to farm and how to farm.
So how do they decide that this plant is good for anxiety, or this plant is good for stomach ache, or this plant is going to heal your stress?
Yeah, so they have scientists that do a lot of the studies, you know, to figure out the chemical reactions.
Okay.
You know, for example, let's see. Actually, let's talk about one of them. Let me give you.
She has this beautiful box, you guys. It says doTERRA right in the front. It's a nice little wooden box, and it's full of these essential oils. And they come in these little bottles. Can you describe the bottle for the listeners?
Yeah. So it's a 15 milliliter bottle. It's in, you know, beautiful. I mean, the packaging is very, very incredible. And it has a little information about what each of the oil does, and it lets you know that it's certified pure therapeutic grade. So that is something that you must look on the labeling when you go to purchase your essential oils. It must be certified pure therapeutic grade.
Correct.
Therefore, they're ingestible. You can take them, you can drink them. They're the purest form. It's a third-party chemist testing.
Here, let me try this.
Yeah, so try peppermint.
Speak into the mic.
Okay, yes.
This is peppermint, you guys. I'm trying peppermint. Let me see what it does. What is this supposed to help with?
So I'm happy you asked that, actually.
It smells really nice.
I want you to share with me what this does.
Uh-oh. Do you want me to read?
Yes, sir.
It says benefits of peppermint essential oils. And I can't really see that.
Okay, let me read it then.
Yeah, you read it. I don't have...
Okay,
it's
so
it's
antimicrobial, antibacterial, digestive, anti-inflammatory, antidepressant, antispasmatic. It's an antiseptic. It's an antiparasitic. It's used for flu, diarrhea, upset stomach, headaches, halitosis, wounds, throat infections, varicose veins, indigestion, chronic fatigue, asthma, alertness, bacterial infections, endurance, cold sores, migraines, sore muscles, memory improvement, sciatica, ulcers, herpes, MRSA, Huntington's disease, thyroid, IBS, congestion, hay fever, autism, Bell palsy, hernia, colic, fever reduction, heartburn, bronchitis.
I'm still vibing on the oil. It
arthritis.
Smells really good.
Yes. So that's a list of just one drop of peppermint. And one drop services your entire system. All of your cells.
It reminds me of my mom back in the day. She had a peppermint little plant outside.
Oh, yes.
It smells good. It smells
so
great.
I love that you just talked about memories. So, you know, once you inhale the aromatic molecule, it goes into your olfactory bulb. And it's a nerve that helps, you know, it dispenses into your limbic system.
Right.
So it works with your emotional responses. It works with your amygdala, your pituitary gland, you know, and the limbic system.
And this is just peppermint, you guys. And we're going to go down the list and talk about all these other oils that you have in the box.
Yeah, straight to your brain. Controls your heart rate, blood pressure, breathing, memory, stress, other emotions. So how does this work? So basically, because of the tiny molecular structure of the components of an essential oil, they're extremely concentrated. So it's so potent. And one drop contains approximately 40 million trillion molecules. Did you hear me?
Yes,
that's
I did.
That's a 4 with 19 zeros after it. So we have 100 trillion cells in our bodies. So, and that's a lot. But one drop of essential oil contains enough molecules to cover every cell in our bodies with 40,000 molecules.
Right.
So we just have a couple of million trillion more.
Hey.
So, you know, basically, considering that it takes one molecule of the right kind to open a receptor site and communicate with the DNA to alter cellular function, I mean, you can see why even one drop or inhaling a small amount of oil vapor can have profound effects of the body and the brain.
Bet.
And that's from Dr. David Stewart.
So who is David Stewart?
And the emotions.
Who is David Stewart?
David Stewart is a gentleman. He wrote a book called Healing Oils of the Bible.
Wow.
And he's just a very passionate, educated...
Doctor.
Doctor that shares his wisdom with the rest of us.
He is the doctor.
So, you know, and treatment with these essential oils often breaks open stagnant states of mind. So if you're kind of stuck in a looping thought pattern or something...
Stagnant.
Yeah. You know, exposing the core issues underlying the condition.
I can't think, open my mind up.
Yeah, exactly. So pretty much Eastern and Western thought realize that we perceive the universe around us by means of our senses.
Right.
And what we believe to be real is ultimately a result of the sum of our sensory impressions and how we process and organizes, you know, this enormous amount of information. And, you know, since we're working with essential
oils,
You know, this leads to one of the most radical ideas of modern aromatherapy. And basically, by altering the way in which sensory impressions are perceived and transmitted to the brain, essential oils ultimately alter what we consider to be real.
Let's talk body talking, guys. That's what we're talking
about. You know, this means essential oils can change how we see the world, and they can change our worldview. And this can be, you know, the highest significance for true healing inside and out. So, feel blessed.
It's awesome. So let's say, you know, let's cover a little bit about the different oils that you have.
All right. Yeah.
So let me choose one. What's this good for?
Okay, so he pulled an oil called Zendocrine. It's a detoxification blend. In this blend, it's tangerine peel, rosemary, geranium, juniper, and cilantro. This is a detox. So this works with your lymph system. And, you know,
so how do you do that? Can you like drink that?
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
You can drink these. There's only maybe one or two that aren't, they do not suggest to drink.
Right.
Otherwise, absolutely. It's an incredible way to get it into your gut.
All right. I'm going to pull another one. Here we go.
Eucalyptus. Here, let me just put some eucalyptus on your hand.
Let's see, I'm rubbing it. Rub it down.
Rub it down. Yeah, use your hands.
It smells awesome.
Use your hands like an inhaler.
It smells really, really good.
And with the debris from what's left over your hands, I suggest rubbing it on your temples or on your ears.
On my throat.
On your throat. Your ears are great because they have a lot of meridian points. So
on my elbows.
Your elbows and your toes.
On my toes with my beautiful nails.
So eucalyptus is great for asthma, brain blood flow, bronchitis, congestion, cooling your body, coughs, diabetes, ear inflammation. You know, I'm skipping over quite a few. Pain, sinusitis, rhinitis, tuberculosis, respiratory viruses, neuralgia, neuritis.
These are all unfamiliar words to me, you know.
Inflammation.
So here, I pulled out a rosemary.
Rosemary. So rosemary is incredible to cook with too.
Right.
I love to make potatoes and put some rosemary on top.
So let's tell the listeners about, you know, what are these oils good for? Like she has one that says that it'll help you with your sex drive. Which one would that be?
Oh, with your sex drive. Ylang ylang is an aphrodisiac, as well as sandalwood. There's also an oil that just came out called passion. Cinnamon is also a sexual healer. Cinnamon is the king of sexuality. It's a very powerful oil.
So to all the listeners, especially the guys that have a problem attracting a female, what type of oil would you suggest for them?
Oh my goodness. Well, I just suggest that they just be true to themselves and be fabulously radiant, and whatever oil they choose, they will attract the right person for them. I would say the woodsy oils. I mean, it just really depends. It depends on their own chemistry as well. So you just have to come, sit down with me. We'll have a free consultation and experience the oil together. And then they can tell me what will be best for them.
Awesome. Well, Sevi, tell the listeners how they can get in touch with you, please. Give them all your information.
Oh, absolutely. So my full name is Severin Demos.
But she goes by Sevi.
My nickname is Sevi. My friends call me Sevi. So you can find me through Severin Demos on Facebook. You can also find me through mydoterra.com/12rose, as well as my email, which is Severin, Severyn, Demos @gmail.com. And is it okay, phone number over there?
If you want to, go ahead.
Okay, so my cell phone number is
4243-747512. Yes, and that's to get in touch with Severin. Demos. That's your last name. So let's go down the list a little bit about, like, just give us a little bit about these oils here, like one by one. What are they good for?
One by one. Okay, so let's say clary sage is great for breast enlargement, emotional stress, endometriosis, cramps, estrogen balance, frigidity, mood swings, PMS, seizures, fatigue, Clove is incredible for addictions with tobacco. It's an antioxidant, helps with blood clots, candida, lupus, muscular degeneration, memory, muscular pain. Coriander is incredible for cartilage injury, muscle aches, muscle development, muscle tone. Cypress is wonderful for bone spurs.
I'm going to stop you there, Sevi. You can go down the list. She has this book. It's just, I mean, these essential oils are good for everything, for basically everything. And there's an oil that'll help you out with any problem you have. Sevi, we have to wrap the show up. And it was a pleasure having you. Say goodbye to the listeners.
David, it is such a pleasure to be sitting here with you and sharing the good news and this gift. And I want to give a little shout out, my gratitude to Lily Pingator for inviting me to come here to introduce
Lily.
Me. Lily!
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, we're representing doTERRA, and that's it.
And
I mean, we're going to wrap this up.
So love yourselves and take care of yourselves, and I look forward to connecting with you all. And thank you so much for listening, and pure empowerment, plant medicine.
That's right. You're listening to David Lona. Let's talk body talk. This is The Body Show. Thank you very much for listening.